Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I am so excited about this call, and I'm so grateful for all of you for taking the time to be here with us today. It just means so much to me, so thank you. I'm in such gratitude and such gratitude for you. I just cannot even tell you. So I'm excited today for today's call because we have Kelly Hampton with us, and she's going to be talking to us about anchoring in Christ grid. And I mean, we have a lot planned for today. If you were on the live page, you can see what all that we're going to talk about. So we're going to be giving a healing message from Mary Magdalene. We're going to be listening to Archangel Michael. We're going to be taken on a journey. We're going to be hearing from Saint Germain. We're going to learn a self-healing technique. We're going to hear from Mother Earth. We're going to receive a special blessing for the holiday season, and much, much more. So you definitely want to have some water handy because this call is definitely energy infused beyond and beyond what we can imagine, right? So really a high energy call. And so for those of you who don't know Kelly, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. I mean, I've known Kelly, I guess it's been, you know, like 3 years or 3.5 years, right, since I started doing Telesummit. And so I'm just so excited that she's back with us this season. And she is a second wave Pleiadian and spiritual alchemist. She's here to anchor the Christ grid of ascension. She's also a renowned author, angelic channel of many light sources, a gifted medium, animal communicator, and energy healer. And since 2010, she's also the founder of multiple 5D groundbreaking healing systems given to her by Archangel Michael, including Star Healing Intergalactic Energy, Star Healing Equine, Star Healing for Small Animals, which some are calling the most powerful healing systems on the planet. And these systems are responsible for releasing a huge range of physical and emotional ailments, including all types of pain, anxiety, depression, fibromyalgia, addictions, allergies, and much more. And the Christ of the Intergalactics channel light language during energy star healing, during Star Healing Intergalactic Energy sessions, they removed 4D implants, etheric fears, and much, much more. She's also the founder of Ascended Spaces from Archangel Michael, the angel's answer to feng shui for creating abundance in our new earth, and certifies practitioners in all of these modalities worldwide, with practitioners currently in 6 countries, and I'm sure many more to come. And so I'm so excited because, you know, like Kelly has been with us before and done wonderful work on the call, wonderful techniques and practical tools that we can use. And of course, she's always channeling, you know, not just Archangel Michael, but others as well. So we will see who wants to come through, who wants to share their wisdom and then their energies and their light and their guidance with us. And you can also ask questions too. So if you would like to ask questions of Kelly, you can hit *2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A, and we'll try and see what, how much we can do, how many we can go with, and, you know, we're going to go with the flow and go with what the divine wants to share with us today. So, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for the wonderful introduction and having me back. Hi to everybody.
We're so excited because, you know, we, you know, I love Archangel Michael. I love Saint Germain. You know, I mean, like, you know, I love them all. So it's like I'm just so excited to hear what they have to say, what wisdom they'd like to share with us, and healing energies that they would like to share with us. Because, you know, this time, this holiday season, I know it's a holiday season, but it also can be a stressful and hectic time, right? So I'm so thankful and grateful that we get to share this space with you so that we can have more calm and ease in our lives. So where do you want to start, Kelly?
Well, I too am a like mind with you, and I thought because we're approaching holiday seasons and traditions for many and in the new year, that I thought it would be helpful to bring in different sources. We talked about me bringing in Mary Magdalene to help us do either a meditation or a healing process or speak to the idea of you know, just as people, we know that the holidays can be some of the loneliest times. In fact, in years past, Archangel Michael has said it's our busiest time of the year. So if those of you that are made time and space in your lives to listen or will be listening later, maybe you're not lonely, maybe you're not sadness, maybe you don't have someone that's recently crossed, or but maybe you know someone that does. And so hopefully you can pass along some of, I don't know what I'll be downloading. That's the joy of being able to be a channel. And I thought we'd start there and see what can be said by some of these helpful guides and masters to, you know, make these the end of the year, and we'll get into a little bit more of the new year for us. So at this time, I'm just going to do an invocation. If you're kind of new to my work, I don't believe my voice changes a whole lot. I'm not considered a trance channel. My eyes are completely open. However, Mary Magdalene and some of the feminine energies, they tend to be a bit softer. Those of you that have worked with me or know Michael yourselves, he can be kind of sort of loud. And so at this time, if that's all right, we'll just ask everyone to kind of bring us here centered as I call on Mary Magdalene to guide us through what she might feel to be some healing processes, or a meditation, or some statements to help us ease the, not just loneliness, by the way, before I bring her in, I'll, you know, despair. Sometimes there's lots of conflicted emotions, like we've probably all lived through at the holiday times. They might just be conflicts of resolution of family members that you're, you know, suddenly thrust to be with them, and there's an awkwardness there. There aren't these intimate connections that we probably desire in our hearts and minds. So we'll see what she has to share with us, and then if there are any questions, and if not, we'll move on to whatever else is next in our time here together to try to be as productive and educational and opening as we possibly can in our time here together. So at this time, I am going to invoke Mary Magdalene to ask to help us, as you're hearing us, with some healing words or processes or simple exercises that we can do later or we can do now to help us personally, you know, enjoy these times that lie ahead, and enjoy us with the celebrations that are coming about, and help us enjoy it if we are alone, or if we find ourselves in a place where, you know, we're not surrounded by that proverbial deep and enriching family dynamic that so many times is kind of cast upon us. So at this time, Mary, we're asking for your guidance. We'll humble ourselves before you. All right, this is what I'm starting to hear. She's saying, we have a clear and open conduit, so that means that those that have chosen to gather here, the vessel that's presenting, I'm sure she means you, Shefali, you know, there's a clarity of intent and a clarity of purpose and intent, which makes it easier for myself and many of the masters to communicate. So it's really my way of sort of giving a compliment before we get started here about the unity consciousness that I feel that of those that are presently gathered, and as I say, those that will gather and convene later. So it's a matter of taking a breath, if you like. It could be a matter of just listening. And my first process that I would ask everyone to consider was going to be an imaginary one, a visual one. It's a healing one. Everything is imaginary to me in a way on the earth plane, because everything that's imagined doesn't have a place that becomes real. So in looking at the frequency, particularly of loneliness, and those that are cast out and downtrodden, the loneliness may be from not having those around them that love them and they know that they're loved. The loneliness may come from any form of separation You, as you know, on the earth plane, you can be in the middle of a room and still experience some level of loneliness. So what I'd like to do is go through this process for us and know that if you yourselves are in a wonderful heart space and this particular frequency of loneliness or despair does not apply to you, gift it, give it to your friends. By that I mean share it with them, teach them. Nothing is exclusive. Everything is meant to be shared in the grace that is given. So let's just go begin our journey, working particularly with easing the frequency of loneliness. And then I would like to be a very practical earth guide when it meets your life. And I'll talk about that in just a moment. So as we find ourselves here together, if it moves your hearts and minds to think about ourselves united as a family. Before I begin with the actual process, I'd like to make some statements as I see them. It's been said in many texts throughout the ages of your earth world that everyone has guides, everyone has helpers, everyone has angels, everyone has, you know, the connection to light source, everyone has fairies, totems, unseen guides in the light, so that the concept of loneliness is one that really, I hope, will be more transparent after our time here by knowing that, and we'll do the healing process to help bring these unseen, in many cases unseen, unknown helpers to the forefront. So, for example, we're going to begin. If on any given moment, not just through the holiday season, but particularly so, when there's so much almost pressure to be in this jovial moment, this celebratory moment or moments, the idea of knowing that one is never alone can be heightened by calling on those and invoking them. So let's do a simple invocation. I will pick one. You yourselves may choose to, let's say she's saying, call in or however that's communicated and share your own. But if you find yourself in this lonely space, this disparaging emotional space, find a place that resonates you with your physical body. I think that's important. That's personal decision, and that's yours alone. If, for example, as she's asking me to look at in the earth plane, if you find yourself at your mother-in-law's house, she's kind of smiling, and you find yourself not able to connect, or there's some, you know, anxieties from the past that have been left unresolved or something of this nature, you don't have to separate yourself from that situation. Be practically minded. But this centering and healing exercise that I'm going to call it an exercise, it need only take a few seconds to a couple of minutes, and then we'll move on to something else. So it could be done if you're feeling alone at a gathering where you've been invited, or there, you know, there's a longing in your heart for more of your life experience, or a deepening of the connection with a heart partner or something of this, or there's a sadness there about an illness, or someone is ill and you cannot seem to affect their change. So first and foremost, I feel as though if your hearts and minds are drawn to invoking any and all, a statement could be made. I'm invoking any and all guides of mine, guides in the light, light guides of mine that see me and know me. I'm asking for their clear communication. I'm asking for their clear violet light. I'm asking for their clear stream of God consciousness, energy to flow into the top of my head. And I'm asking that they continue to flow that healing light to bask me like sun basks the land in a warm, enveloping feeling of feeling safe, loved, and appreciated. If you're able to stay with that thought a little longer and you're at your family gathering, for example, wonderful, you may You may find that you want to step outside even as some kind of some customs after a meal to appreciate, take a walk, and things of this nature. It can be as simple as that, and allow us to do what you've called us upon to do. It's really rather simple. It may not be forever lasting. It may be for 5 minutes in time, that healing kind of calling in everyone in the way that I ask. It may be lasting 5 years for some souls. It may be lasting even longer. But once called upon in that manner, the frequencies will be such that it is almost, she's saying, my guarantee, without sounding like a salesperson, that in some way, shape, or fashion, a person will feel better. The next process I would ask those to think about, let's say you are not in a party situation, but you have this feeling of loneliness. Perhaps the spouse doesn't speak to you any longer. Perhaps there's an estrangement between your family members or some friendships or something. This healing, anyone could do at any time, and I would be asking everyone to abide yourselves with a piece of paper or a pen, or you could do it energetically. I'm sort of going to take from Archangel Michael's bag of tricks and share with everyone a code to ease loneliness. This will be a harmonic code, and then maybe best served for Ashtar or someone else to provide the melody of the light code to ease loneliness. Loneliness and despair, will bundle those together. But a numeric healing code in this sense would be a simple number. Again, best served and best used when you're in that emotional place. And again, if you're lying in bed, let's say, with a loved one, and the communications between the two of you or with your children have fallen astray, and you do not feel that, you know, intimate love experience, that intimate connection that is the essence of the soul journey, even if a family is not yours, you can have that intimate connection with yourself. This is not dependent upon having a family. It's dependent upon only the desire and the knowingness that this intimate connection with you is God's source, I am all that is, or with me, or you could say with whomever. But that's what the connection and the healing of the loneliness and despair code will help with. It can be thought of in your mind, or it could be energetically drawn, as I say. Some of you, we know by nature of how the mind works, will prefer to draw the code on a piece of paper or something. So the code is very simple to help ease this, and then I'd like to explain what a person might do with the code. There's 1,000 or more ways that once the code is written, it can be disseminated, but we will look at one or two, as I'd like to get through another process, if I may. So the code to help ease loneliness. I also insert a number in here to help confusion, because many times souls that are lonely, you know, they embody a sense of confusion, not knowing sort of how to fix, not knowing how to sort of be more well about the feelings, the emotional bodies of despair and loneliness. So the code will also embody confusion, and the code to help ease this would be a combination, she's saying, by the way, of numbers and letters, just a few numbers, few letters, and we would start with the letter C, like candy. C, like candy, 2979954. G, like girl. Okay, so that's the code. We can even listen to the replay, or maybe you all have jotted it down. But that's Mary Magdalene's code to help ease loneliness and despair and confusion. Tell us, Mary, please, Blessed Mary, what more to do with it then, please? Is writing it and attending it enough? Do you want us to, you know, bring it into our heart? What would you say next? Okay, she's saying, of the thousands of ways to work with this, easiest, one of the easiest doable ways might be to encircle it with, in a circle, so however you've created that, encircling it with your index finger in a clockwise fashion. You can imagine it, you're placing it in a ring or a circle. The ring or the circle itself that number, that code, she's saying, will morph itself, and already has, into a variety of what you might say complex, beautiful, however simple at the same time, sacred geometric shapes and codes that interlock with one another. It's very similar, if your minds and hearts are open to this, she's saying, it's very similar to what some of the crop circles on your planet do. You know, the farms themselves are very beautiful. They look simple, like the number, the harmonic code that I share with you. But there's a complexity of knowing, of healing capacity behind those crop circle markings. So the same thing is kind of here, too. It's these codes are encoded into different, let's just say, light centers or light portals, and they're partly connected with parts of your own human body. So if you're curious, she's saying, that particular code, it looks like a three-sided triangle that connects from, generally speaking, for human adults, from one ankle to another ankle bone and up to the knee. Okay, so perhaps we will get more involved in forming sacred geometric shapes with these healing codes, or not, but again, everything does have infinite wisdom. So once a person has chosen, if they have, to circle a few times, or in your magnificent minds, place a healing circle, a ring. Some of you might already be seeing this in your minds if you're of that awareness. And the ring is going to be a different color for every human being. If you see no color, worry not, she's saying. That's all one needs to do. You could lift it up if you find yourself being led. You could lift that energetic form up and up and up and up and up and up, and just imagine up, 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 that you're sort of raising that healing up and away. And if it moved you, your arms could open and unfold like an umbrella. Doesn't have to be done. In fact, some of you might just be drawn to imagine that code, or some of you we know will memorize the code. So that would be the code that I think is doable for the largest group of mass populace. Also, if I may, she's saying, I'd like, if I can, because holiday traditions quite often all over the world, traditions are built in many different ways, as you know. But I'd like to work through another process where we're working with colors, very simple, she's saying, some colors and some objects that can provide an easing of loneliness. Again, I'm trying to think about the objects that will be most beneficial to those we feel will be brought to our time here together, knowing that there are millions of these types of objects. Now we're going to visualize a few objects, if I have your hearts and minds. Again, the objects that I'm going to present to everyone's conscious mind thinking would be the code to help ease loneliness, despair, and confusion. The objects we would imagine in our minds together would be as follows. A white dove, a purple heart, a red square, a blue, kind of a robin egg blue, kind of a bright blue dandelion, she's saying, yes. A bright blue dandelion or dandelion-type flower. And we will be sprinkling it with some cinnamon, some nutmegs, some frankincense, and some myrrh. Well, again, feel as though here's a sort of another nugget that your beautiful minds can visualize. Bring those objects forth if you're in that order. If I have, as she's saying, if I have the presence to share that with you in that order, reflect upon them. If you feel and you're led to do more work with that, fine and wonderful. Some of you will be drawn and led to sort of place that on top of your knee or place that form into your heart. Others, if you're not led, and even if you are led, if that's all you ever did, I do feel as though, again, as I say, as I've been called upon, I do feel as though it will help disperse, start to break apart the energies that can be very debilitating. And again, they tend to be debilitating when they're magnified over what we're terming here the holiday season. And to be used at any time, truly, any time a person feels in this space, or you know someone that may be having, you know, this idea of at times that the life's journey will present an emotional array to the human being is a natural part of the way we see things now. So I'm not asking you to deny the feeling. We're just suggesting that there's some healing energy tools to take the edge off of some of these frequencies that can be quite debilitating. There was one more phrase that I would like. It's a phrase I would like to present in this time share together also, if I may. And the phrase would be, she's saying it's going to sound like it's not a sentence. She's saying it's not going to form a sentence. If you're thinking it will, it will not. It rather will be a combination of words that have been selected for their healing properties. Okay? So the words, you could say them or you could write them, but I'm not going to, she's saying, I'm not going to be sharing a sentence. So the words could be one example. The word holy. The words, two words, I am. The next words, truth. Another word, grace. Another word, purification. And another word, resurrection. So if a person wanted to cycle through those words again, you can pause and reflect if you wanted, or kind of say them at your own pace that moves you. You could cycle through them again, and if it moves some of you, you could cycle through them again. Okay. So we can call upon Mary for more sharing, Shefali, for now she's fallen silent. Those are her processes to try to help us all.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. And so easy and practical. I love that. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we can use those at any time, not just during these holidays, but, you know, throughout the year, right?
She's just saying too many to list, too many to count. She's saying, can I move aside? There's a list of guides ready to come through.
Absolutely. Thank you. So grateful.
All righty, so if it's all right with everybody, how about we bring in Archangel Michael for a moment to talk about, I think many people, at least in North America and probably other parts of the world, are still wondering about what the new world, the new year will bring, and perhaps what the effects of our U.S. elections are going to be having. Have had or will continue to have, and maybe Michael will walk us through a healing process for all of that. So if there are any questions pertaining about this particularly, you know, I welcome them as always. And let me just invoke Michael. Michael, you're hearing us. How can you guide us about this matter? What are the things that we will benefit from knowing particularly? What do you see in store for us? I know it's a global statement, and it's. But if you can make some We can make more specific sharings with Michael, but if you have some global statements to share with us here about what we need to know about what's going on in our world, you know, it's still very, still many divisions in it, and what would we benefit from knowing, please? Okay, this is what he's starting to say. He said, I think it will be helpful to repeat this, my friends. The best is yet to come. He's asking, he's saying, well, repeat after me if it moves you. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Given in any situation where you're met with an opposing or resistant energy, I feel as though this is a very useful healing statement, and not only useful, but it is the truth in many ways as I see it, and some of you may question even what I'm saying now, but I say to you, let's begin with the very high form of transcending and transforming our thoughts, because to a large degree we still herald the idea that mankind's thoughts and actions create the world in which you live in. So if we greet every fearful situation, if you can greet every anxiety propaganda that you may come across, knowing whether or not it is propaganda or it's just anxiety producing, that statement, that affirming, the best is yet to come, I don't think I've heard it talked about very much lately. I don't hear it myself. Those of us on the angelic realm, we don't hear that a lot. In fact, we're working very hard to, well, it's really not working hard. It's a matter of listening to the hearts and minds, the collective heartbeat of all those. And many of you are doing, thinking these things, but maybe that expression, the best is yet to come. In fact, I'm only saying it again here to really kind of make a point. The best is yet to come. It makes a harmonic also, and we're kind of talking about been graced by the presence of Mary Magdalene. And so that phrase, very simple, very, very simple statement, has a healing equivalent that, as we're talking about energy a bit here, it has the equivalent of the frequency of helping the frequency of security, contentedness. And it just feels good when one might say it. So I would challenge those of you that may not be using that phrase in your life to kind of put it in your life and sort of make it go out of your way, even if it's necessary, to respond to some of your friends or colleagues and so on and so forth when examining things. And may have that, develop that belief system. When a person, any living consciousness, tends to something of equal or higher vibration, that frequency will become them. And it's a way to help solidify or fortify. Sometimes we call this fortifying one's field. So it's a way, you could just say, of feeling better. So there will undoubtedly be times in the year ahead and at the end, the close of this year, that there will be some unsettling things that a person is likely to come to know about. Some of the unsettling things, I do feel, however, are being still placed and manipulated by those that are outside of the light, and some of them are what I'm suggesting are not exactly happening at all. This is what we're working on mightily, is the, you know, collective way that truth information is shared unfiltered all over your planet. So it's, in my worldview, he's saying, it's not as though we're losing this battle of spiritual light versus darkness. We're actually winning, for lack of any other word. It's a transformation. But the human mind can think about very concrete things as well as abstract. So we're making progress in this transformation of human evolution. And one of the last sort of fronts we're working on, and you, every one of you present, can be continuing to work on this as well. And that is, when you're presented with something on the airwaves, however those airwaves or information is being shared with you, try to kind of ask yourselves, if you're listening at all, you know, is this truth or is this, or does this not resonate truth? And to that matter, we've spoken of this again before. If more hearts and minds did not sort of immerse themselves in the lower frequencies of he doesn't know what he's doing, and she should have been doing this, and the troops are advancing here, and this is happening here, and so on and so forth, but rather you turned your hearts and minds and intentions to all the goodness, he's saying, why don't we decide right here and now, friends, that we're going to create a, and we are in a small way here today and through the other work that she does and many other light workers are doing, but why don't we try to, who, he's saying, who wants to volunteer and create our own radio station so that we have our own unfiltered media and so that all we're doing 24/7 is producing, sharing all the goodness that still remains covered up. Who, he's saying, amongst us wants to step forward? So you see, much of what she's asking me to examine is how you look at things and what is being shown. If I were to say to each and every one of you that the sun is not really a yellow, golden sort of ball in your world, that it actually, depending upon one point of view, that it actually also has a pink center, a beautiful sort of pink rose-colored center with a another band of what I would call, the colors are not exactly on the earth plane, but he's saying closest would be aquamarine to a blue, and then they shift to a beautiful purple, and that the energetic vibrational quotient of the sun looks like a beautiful cascading rainbow. I wonder if I'm being helpful trying to stretch our hearts and minds to know that things can be looked at from multiple perspectives. It depends on how I'm choosing to look at them and how discerning I'm being about it all to begin with. So this idea of producing, making it our intention to help yourselves and those places in the world and those situations, the prejudices of all type that still may be present, rather than looking at the divides, why don't we, many of which are magnified, not saying they don't exist, but we can, light will always overcome darkness. So if we continue to shower ourselves and spread this light of all the good stories, let's just call them good stories, the goodness stories about those that care about the planet. Mother Earth may be speaking more about this in a moment, about all the good discoveries, all the wonderful, helpful things for humanity that are going to be, continued to be shown and discovered in the year ahead, in the years thereafter. Perhaps Saint Germain will speak about all the new humanitarians that will be springing forth and continue to do the work. In other words, there are pots of gold at our feet, at your feet, if you take time to look at them and open it up. Look at them, he's saying, and open them up so that your worldview becomes the view not of denial. This is not a denial, he's saying. Your worldview can help facilitate the quickening, empowerment changes to bring more goodness, to sort of lift up the shade. If I told you that, again, there's shade still pulled down over humanity, and you decide, well, I'm going to look out the window, and when I look out the window, what's the view I want to see? I am the creator. He's saying, let's say that together. I am the creator. When I pull up the shade in my home, what view do I want to see? Do I want someone to tell me the view that I see? Or do I want to continue to raise up in my authority? And if I choose to raise my blind and I choose to see a sunny day, or maybe a rainy day with gentle rain nourishing the earth, and there are beautiful butterflies, and there are happy, loving people of all nations, all races, all social classes, and in fact there are none. And it's a beautiful harmony, holding hands, walking with one another, talking with one another, sharing with one another. Then that's the worldview you're responsible, my friends, to some degree, to create. What is the view we want to create when we raise the shades? And when enough of this continues to be done, the paradigms that are remaining on your planet will shift. And words like deception and treachery, they won't be recognized. They won't have that vibration won't be able to be placed. So to that I would say, anytime this is a physics comment. Anytime two plates are heavy and they come together, very much like the Earth's crust, you might say, excuse me, Mother Earth, although this hasn't really occurred, but when two plates come together, two opposing forces, usually something does occur. So the force of light is always greater than the force of, let's just call it darkness or treachery or something like this. And so there's likely to be a little shift. So when you come to know about something that you think might be real, or you know it's real, or how can it not be real, if you're understanding me, think of it in your minds as it's a shift. It's a small shift that needs to be taking place. And then say to yourself, the best is yet to come. I'm choosing to recreate this, let's call it an incident. You learn of an incident where there's been a mass, I can't even say the word he's saying, some type of mass man-made thing. If you choose your intentions to it and you say, I'm going to choose to change my view of this, and a person reflects upon it and goes within your heart and pours love to it, some of you might want to pour more buckets of love and pour more buckets of love. Imagine that the gold stream of Christ conscious energies flowing, it's a liquid bucket of gold. That's one significant form of what it can look like. Imagine that you're dousing out the fire with gold, liquid gold, and in your own emotional body, that you're putting out that flame of contentiousness, hopelessness, deceit, greed, this can go on, with this healing frequency. Because personally, too, we know, and many of you know this, when something of this nature, you learn about something that is against your nature, which is pure love, it hurts. It hurts, and it hurts some souls more than others, depending upon how sensitive they are. Sometimes we refer to these souls as sensitives, empaths, or both, or something. But even if you don't consider yourself to be in this vibrational term or labeling, it just hurts. Because the God mind created, the source created pure love to be our example. So when we do nothing to rise up and look out your window to see what you can say to imagine the world you want to be creating, in essence, you're diminishing or you're hurting yourself. After too many wounds, the etheric field of the light bodies, they wilt, they weaken. Much of this has been done through eons of what we might call third or fourth dimensional reality, so many of the systems of the body, not only including food. So let's talk about food for a moment, if I may, as it pertains to the new year and an example of how you can transform things. I could talk about, and I could share with our group, I could be talking about the harmful effects of overly processed foods. We know the world is speaking about GMOs and things of this nature. Or instead, I could say, and I hope I'm teaching a model that will take hold, he's saying. Instead, I could have an awareness, react neutrally. You can have awareness, react neutrally, and then go back to the idea of out of this only good will come. What can I do in my world to create goodness from this? What can I do? What am I willing to do? What can I do? You can use an energy healing code. Why don't I do a code, if I may, and make the bigger point here? So a healing code to help transfer some of the, it's a very basic global code, to help take some of the toxins off of any of the food that has been altered. A code for this would be, he's saying, well, there's two codes. One will be a number code and one will be a letter code. The number code would be 8888. They're groups of two. So sorry if I can start that over. 2888888888. So four groups of eight. And the number code would be, please. Oh, G, the tone, just G, or the letter G, G, he's saying. Okay, Michael, is there more? he's taking a pause. So I hope we were hope he was we're getting the message that, and I never really know what's going to occur. Sometimes I know the teaching, of course, but my presumption was he was going to tell us that there, you know, might be upheaval here, and this is going to happen because of this, and the financial system about this, or the I don't know, but he didn't say anything of the like, really,
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
yeah.
I know we're hopefully we'll get to the time where Mother Earth is going to talk to us about all the goodness of the. We know healing objects are, you know, continue to come and be discovered within her, that are going to help us. So.
Oh, absolutely. No, but thank you for the code too. That's going to be really helpful for us as well, because you know, as we move forward, you know, and you know, we so many of us would like to eat better, healthier. With as many nutrients as possible so that we can have more ease in our bodies, right? So this code will help us to do that. So
he's saying not to leave us in a sort of space, he's saying. I would like to say a few more things, if I may, and that would be, let's talk very directly as I see it, some of the goodness that will come about. Again, a large part of this is, what goodness do you want to see, if I've made that point, right? What goodness do you want to see out of your window, and how are you going to go about co-creating this for your fellow man and for yourself? So some of the things that I do feel as though are going to be come to awareness in the new year, it is a year of beginnings, I do feel as though that near and about the time frame of February through on the Earth calendar, from about February to July, there's going to be what we might call a harmonic shift. That's a very positive aspect. The harmonic shift is going to be recalibration. So what does that mean? Well, part of what that means in a very uplifting way is that some of you might notice an ease at which things come to you now, particularly in those months. Doesn't mean it will be difficult when those months have come and gone, but they're more auspiciously aspected for a variety of reasons. So particularly during those months, as I see it, if you're asking us just to look at the next year ahead here, the ease, because of the harmonic, another wave of harmonic convergence coming in, the ease at which things, you know, are shown in a person's life, which is how the life experience was intended to be, very easy, that will be ever present. In that ease of things generally coming to people of their desire, more, quite a bit more easily for most parts of the world, even in the darkest parts of the world that still have much healing needs to go be placed there. This will, there is not as though this harmonic convergence will be everywhere except west of the Mississippi or something like this. So also, I do feel as though that if it helps support your worldview of yourselves and where the planet is and where mankind's evolution is, I do feel as though that there'll be a what you might liken to be a big growth spurt in the contributions of those under the age of 18. I feel as their growth spurt in 17, maybe 19, but in essence 18 has the frequency of those souls. Their growth spurt, again, this is pretty well globally. It's part of the anchoring in of the Christ awareness. They will, should be, too, if you're wondering, well, how can I help this? Some of it will be done autonomously, sort of, you might say, automatically, through the grace of the Creator, the great Supreme Being. Some of it, certainly, you can be doing and bring your awareness to empowering those under this age particularly. Okay, you empower them with all the things that that word empowerment means to you. You allow many of them to do what they came here to do. You can create more vehicles for transformation for them. You can create more opportunities for them to be imaginative and create the next travel experiences, the simplest way, the least invasive way for more fuel sources to be brought to your world populace. You can allow them to teach others how to be peaceful. You can allow them to rise up. So in other words, part of this empowerment of those under the age of 18, again, they're it's sort of like a mass uprising of the greatest and highest kind. And I mean uprising in the greatest and most powerful way, shape, or fashion. Conversely, if a person were of the mindset to continue the old paradigm that they are too young, they know not, they cannot contribute, then this is an old paradigm that will be taken off you gently through the course of the next year or the year thereafter, even if it were not knowingly asked for, he's saying. This is part of the great consciousness of the great Mother, Father, Sky, God, and all that is. So again, if you want to be hatching, if you want to be helpful with these younger hatchlings so that they have some direction, that's what you want to be doing, my friends. Open the doorways, give them empowerment of the deepest spiritual, intellectual kind so that they can fulfill their life purpose, and that is as anchors. Some young adults and children are larger anchors than others, just like a picture hanger, like an anchor. Some are smaller than others. And so I'm not asking the impossible of them or asking you to present the impossible to someone. You just allow. Your best course of action would be to allow and praise and support. So there will be this mass awakening that's been building for about the last 30 years. And the mass awakening, again, will just keep, is a very hugely important evolution in mankind's development. And so once these souls are given authority, because the old paradigms are wearing off of them already, if they're not completely worn off of them already, again, so we bring our awareness to, like, show them the avenue. All things will be well and wondrous. Of course, there will be many new discoveries as a result, not only of these souls that are 18 and under, but as a natural evolution of all the good things. Again, the idea of talking about all the good things that are often masked from humanity to kind of still keep this oppression down, we're not going to acknowledge that concept. I would ask each of you not to acknowledge that concept. Instead, we're going to be co-creating this magnificence, particularly in this year that means new beginnings, and particularly with the harmonic convergence coming in. It looks to, if you can imagine, the simplest way to imagine this, I think, my friends, is like a beautiful new island being discovered, or a beautiful new something of anything in your mind that you, some of you might even feel it coming. Those of you that are of the most sensitive, there's almost an excitement in the air, I would say, that many of you we know are already commenting upon and feeling, and that's part of what this anticipation of this next wave of what I keep referring to as harmonic convergence, or another wave of acceleration in the very highest order. So if you feel a bit giddy, even, I think some of you may, considered a very good and wonderful place to space to be in. It may be something that prolongs itself for many months. So if it is, just consider it a great blessing that you co-created, and particularly the young ones. If you find yourself, here's something I'd like to say, he's saying, if you find yourselves uncontrollably laughing, and it's particularly during the months of February through May, June, or July, and it moves you to give grace, he's saying, to harmonic convergence or to yourself or to, you know, whatever you might, know that these things are going to be occurring, okay? So depletion energies are going to be leaving. That's the mindset that I must present to each and every one of you.
Beautiful. Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm ready to laugh myself.
I'm definitely excited. I already know that 2017 is going to be a amazingly crazy year with new possibilities and new awarenesses, and just it's going to be totally different. It's a matter of us now choosing what it is that we want to focus on, what it is that we want to see in the world, right? Like Archangel Michael was saying at the beginning.
And, you know, I love what he said about the children and young adults.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yay.
Yay.
Love it. Yeah, absolutely. That's wonderful, you know, and it just gives us so much hope, right, and so much more faith in how everything is going to unfold.
So what would you like to do from here?
So we do have some questions. We have people with their hands raised. We have questions on the Q&A. I have no idea how the time went by so fast. Did you want to talk, before we take some questions, do you want to talk about your special offer that you'd like to share with us today?
Well, sure. I'm happy to do that. And then if I can, if people are new to my work and you have maybe a comment over what we went, that's wonderful. If you're calling in to look for some insight or guidance, ideally it's one specific question so we can try to serve a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Partially to, you know, questions help Michael if that's the source you want to call on. You know, he's a literal guide, so your questions help him know that your heart is ready to hear. So that would be mm-hmm. all my request on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this I'm happy, you know, this particular package, it's packages.
Yes, packages. It has three different ones.
I believe there's three different packages. The first one, package one, is it's prepared for those that are energy healers or have energy healer experience from anywhere in the world. I mentioned to Shefali before the start of the show. I'm so excited. It looks like the universe is opening up, and most likely I'll be traveling to Japan next year in this giggly, happy, easy-to-manifest time.
Exactly,
To train some more healers, but certainly healers can be trained remotely. So the package A is primarily constructed for those that might be interested to step in the shoes as a star healing intergalactic healer. That system, if you're unfamiliar with it, has been on the planet 7 years now since Archangel Michael, 7 years in January, since he first shared it with me. And since that time, thousands of people, as Shefali mentioned in our intro here, have been helped or healed. So it includes what's necessary to get going, the Q&A, the course terms, the application you have to apply, you know, to be considered. But the entombment is part of the preparation along with these, you know, agreements and forms and understanding to join. So that type of session is done and has been done for the last 7 years remotely from anywhere in the world. So via Skype or landline, that's how that's created. Again, the first package also includes a very useful tool for healers and really all of us, really, but it's a requirement if you're going to be a star healing intergalactic practitioner for people, I believe. There's star healing for animals and equines, is reading Michael's book 2012 and Beyond, which is still very valid. Most of that content is things of yet to come, some of which you kind of talked upon in this message here today, along with another component that's very useful, almost a recommended thing for healers, if not us personally, that's Ascended Spaces, which is what we call the angel's answer to feng shui, because our home space matters mightily. So that's included along with in Package A. And again, Package A is primarily, or it is constructed for those people who think they might be interested in applying and meeting the prerequisites that are in the package to join the list of growing practitioners. Package B, this is what I'm just calling a non-practitioner, distant star healing intergalactic energy session with me individually. There's a long list of sort of conditions that have been helped or healed. We are going to try to do a healing process from the star healing system in our time here together. But again, it's applicable for young adults, as Michael, we just talked about. In fact, many of the younger children, so if you're listening and you're the parent of a younger child and they have a condition, or you're advancing in your ages, the energy does not denigrate over the airwaves or over the world. So, again, once I might be notified of your package, scheduling of that exact time is done through my office, through an email. Sometimes it's not clear in the package how we actually construct our lifetime, but we do need to interact so people understand what's going on. And I've also, if you're listening and you have someone in another country, I've also had clients translate some of what I'm saying in other languages while we're working together. So people in Romania and Brazil and different places like that can, you know, participate too. So I wouldn't let language be a barrier in that necessarily, if that were to move you. So the item two of that is also to help support souls. 60 minutes of Michael's teaching about understanding indigo, crystalline, rainbow, and diamond children. You can read through the program there about why it's going to be useful to bring more of awareness. And today he just said, even in a way, that more of our awareness should be shifting to empowering them. And one way that can be done is by knowing traits, going over these things again, because this isn't a particularly new teaching, this MP3 right here. But when I see things and when I know, you know, what's going on my own client base, and there's still a huge amount of young people that have huge potential that hasn't really made that link yet. And hopefully, you know, with this next wave that Michael's talking about, that we'll find and educating people to how we can help our young nieces and nephews and, you know, be what they're to be and release fears that they're not on the football team necessarily, or they're, you know, they're not marrying when they're young. They have a different agenda, some of them. So that's why that's being represented, because it is very important. All of these younger, and they're not, you know, this is going on. This infiltration of higher vibrational souls has gone on since probably some of those are 40 now, the indigo rainbows. Mm-hmm. Some of those are young adults, probably in their 40s now. So as those different frequencies continue to come, okay, this is really a huge populace, if you think about it, of the star seeds. And not, again, I'm not saying that every person under the age of 40 has come in as this anchor of heightened or pure love vibration. They haven't. But many of them are, and more and more and more are choosing to come to Earth at this time to help us. And so this will just continue, I believe, until there may not be a need. There's crystallines or advancing blue moon souls are coming to the planet, and there are probably others that I haven't listened for yet. So that's a little bit about that. You can read about a few examples of the system. In fairness to the system, if you've not experienced, again, I guess I could spend a quick minute on how wonderful it is, but Even if you were here, I wouldn't touch you. Sacred symbols. We talked very briefly in our introduction about the light beings. If you're brand new to this kind of thing, Palladians, the Palladians, and the Palladian consciousness is a heightened state of evolution. And so all of our world eventually will get there. Some are choosing not to ascend. What is the value besides the kind of earth body components if somebody's suffering? You know, as Michael said, a system like this that is ascension-based can help people ascend, okay? Some we know are not going to. Some are ascending sort of on their own because there's these waves of wave X and this next wave, Michael said, you know, will be coming in. And maybe another show we can talk more fully about what ascension is and isn't, and that's sort of like explaining love, you know. But in any event, so they're light, you know, light beings can use light codes. They can use light workers, light language. They'll do many, many wondrous things to help us restore ourselves back to that pure love being. And when that's done, a lot of illnesses do tend to drop away. So they drop away sometimes immediately. They can drop away the next day, sometimes in weeks and months. Sometimes it takes longer or a second attunement for them to drop away. So that's a little bit about that package. Total value is $239, specially priced for $99, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And package C?
Package C. That package was put together for those that may just want, you know, downloads and, you know, not interested in so much healing time with me. So I am here to bring in new things for the largest part. And so part of that package includes 7 hours, probably a little more than 7 hours, of Michael's entire Dominion system. So it's quite a savings for one thing on my site. Each volume is sold separately. But, you know, again, if you're on a trajectory to keep expanding your horizons and, you know, learn about why our knowledge keeps, why it's the appropriate time or can be to keep expanding our awareness to other dimensions and what the healing, what knowledge can empower us and what we can do to dispel fear. Okay, knowledge can dispel fear. So the more we're able to, part of my personal mission, of course, is to help people. But the more we become familiar with things we don't understand, generally there's a greater sense of peace and ease with it. So the Dominion system is something that Michael, in his loving manner, describes why he feels it's an appropriate time to share a newer version of an older astrology system, because there's multiple realms of awareness that probably most of our world wasn't even ready to learn about 100 years ago or so on. So all those volumes describe about, you can read through there and learn all of what that content is contained in those volumes. And that's something I started, he started kind of helping me push through about a year ago. So I imagine there'll be more. Also, the bonuses for that package, all three of Archangel Michael's books, if you haven't, if not familiar with them, Into the White Light talks about many things, and you can read the reviews here, some of which of what goes on when a soul goes forward on the other side of the kingdom of heaven. And this becomes more self-evident when I find myself talking or speaking or working with someone as a medium, and they might have a misinterpretation of what souls can see, can know, do know, what they're doing, and all of that. So it can be a very comforting book, too, if you've recently lost someone or just are aside from that. 2012 and beyond, I've kind of touched on that. The Book of Animals, the animals are ascending and rising, so that's in here as well. That's Michael's latest transmission that releases about maybe 9 months old, and there's, even if you're not an animal lover, but you're here, you want to do something good for yourself and the planet and the animal kingdom. We can't forget about their contribution. There are animals that we know are coming in, continue to come in, with soul missions and soul purposes of the highest order, just like the indigo and diamond and rainbow children. The animal kingdom is following the same path, the same patterning. And so so much healing on our planet still can be done with the animal kingdom. So that's that. So finally, for Package C, an invitation for everyone to join me with an offer off the Alchemy course. July 21st to 23rd, we're going to be going back to Mount Shasta, a magical place I've been to before, led a retreat before, and we'll be working with all kinds of wondrous things. So you don't necessarily need to be advanced, pretty good, fair physical shape. You know, we're not going to have any strenuous hikes, but it is an outdoor course. That's our classroom. It's going to be the mountain. And so.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. The energy up there is just amazing. Yeah. Nice.
So we're enrolling already. You can read through part of what we're going to be doing there. And so that package is priced at $79.
Wonderful. So like Kelly said, there are three packages. They're all available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Kelly11. And someone is asking about the personal session. That is in package B. So if you wanted to have a session with Kelly to not learn the healing modality, but just have a session, that is item one in package B. So somebody wanted clarification on that.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Okay, and I believe there's intake forms there, and, you know, everyone gets what I think is a pretty detailed explanation of how it would work. We set a time. If you're in other countries, we work out the time frame, sometimes more simply than others. But also, we know from 7 years of this being on the planet and me teaching other healers, sometimes certain conditions need more than one attunement.
Mm-hmm.
It's strong and powerful, but this is what we know can be so. So if you've had one attunement, it's been at least 3.5 weeks, you're welcome to return, and my protocol would be different this time. Okay, so, in fact, I'd welcome you back and encourage you, because sometimes certain things, you know, it would be done differently, and it's just an elevated kind of thing, so.
Yeah, and, like, to get a healing session from you, I mean, it's $99. I mean, that's, you know, that's really, really, really reasonable in package B. If you wanted to get a healing session with Kelly, it's $99, so definitely take advantage of that. And I have a comment from Sylvia in Toronto, and she is saying, thank you very much for bringing back Kelly and Archangel Michael. She says, never in my life I received such a life-changing information from such amazing teacher, Archangel Michael and Kelly Hampton. Their every program is like discovering a whole new world of endless possibilities. And she says, the new teachings of Dominion Astrology and Astronomy are a priceless gift. The intergalactic healing sessions are another priceless gift to humanity. She says, I would strongly encourage anyone to give to themselves the gift of Kelly's angelic reading and intergalactic healing sessions. They have the power not only to change lives, but the whole world with powerful messages. Oh, it's beautiful, Sylvia. Thank you.
All my love to Sylvia.
Beautiful. Yeah. You know, and because it is the holiday season coming up, why don't you gift yourself? You know, like it's so funny how during the holidays we buy gifts for everybody else, you know, and we put ourselves last. I stopped doing that a long time ago. I always buy myself stuff as well. So why not gift yourself a session with Kelly? Just putting that out there.
Well, and to that point, you know, if the holidays are busy with folks, you know, we'd conduct it in the new year or something.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Okay, so let's take it just, you know, a few questions from the Q&A and from the live callers and see what they – we'll see what questions they have. I'm going to go to phone number ending in 9306.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I've been dying to talk to Kelly. I'm so glad. Thank you so much. When the first thing that you did, the first attunement you did, oh my gosh, it felt so good. It felt like I was just being washed with love. It was great.
Oh, thank you. Who is this?
This is Linda. sorry.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi. Nice to talk to you. And I enjoy Shefali's show all the time. She always has such great guests. And you are one of the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda. So did you have a question for, Archangel Michael or somebody
else?
Yes,
I do. Is there a light code that prevents reincarnation on the Earth? I know that's a big one.
Well, I'm happy to ask him, okay? So,
yes.
It's an interesting question, isn't it?
It is.
Well,
it's bringing up so much stuff for me, so many questions.
Yeah, I have my own questions, like where your question came from and all the.
Oh, do you want to know where the question came from?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, the question came from, I've read the book, The Afterlife of Billy Finger, and he had three different components in there that I thought was kind of fascinating. One was just to go to the light, but that isn't always the best thing to do, that there was something not particularly always that great with it. One was to follow a guru or Jesus or Buddha or Mahatma Gandhi or whoever it was, or Lord Michael or whatever. And then there was another one about going into the void. So I was wondering if there was a separation there that we can consciously be aware of, so that when we make the transition, it's easier and we don't have to necessarily come back.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, sure. Let me see what he has to say. I got to say, this is a first. I've been asked many things, but I appreciate the freshness of it all, you know, the depth of what you're asking. So, Michael, what about, yes, my pleasure. Michael, is there a code for what she's asking, if our souls decide not to reincarnate to the earth plane, because there's other reincarnation types, so I want to kind of be here. Is there a code for that? Oh, he said, not at this time, not to my knowledge. Okay. So, my friend, he's saying, if I can just look at this just for a minute. Again, it's almost like, are we going to talk about love or the sun or, you know, humanity and, you know, reincarnation? So I'm just going to take a little sliver of this concept for everyone, for your knowingness, okay? I would say...
Yeah.
You wouldn't need a code, my friend, because the reason codes can be given, as I and other guides might use different tools, is because many of you are still in the physical earth body, right? So when if you're in that source place of all that is, everything is sort of pure, translucent, whole, complete, you know, so... It would be of your soul's choosing. That's always the aspect as I come to know it, and I don't always know all things he's saying. So there's no need for it, I guess I would say. Right? There's no need for the code, unlike the way I've been working with codes here. There is truly a need, but when one is returned back to source again, how and when a soul chooses to incarnate, comes from within their essence, comes within their truest sense of themselves.
Yeah.
So if the soul's truest essence says, I feel complete with that journey, I myself might want to find some of my soul fragments, my soul pieces to journey to Herculon, go back to my soul family there. Again, it's full authority, full autonomy, full support, full everything.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
I hope that was clear and helpful.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much, Linda. Great, great question. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was really interesting, wasn't it?
It was, and it's like, oh my goodness, it makes me think, you know, really makes me, you know, think, what would I choose, you know, and stuff like that. So it's like, time on this call.
Wait. And then just, you know, the concept at the same time of living in the moment. You know, most of us don't have any conscious thinking of Well, we know we may have those experiences of living in the past, but most of us are not living our lives, I don't believe we are, of the idea of, you know, well, when I come back, I'm going to do this. You know, it's like now.
Yeah.
It's now. Now's the moment. Now's the time, right? What? There are lots of expressions about being present, being in the moment. But it was a very, very interesting question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Wow. All right. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 7355. Hello.
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Kelly, and I wanted to ask, I don't have anything particularly specific, but if this is, there is just a message for me, please. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, dear. And again, if it sounds a little redundant to the folks that are listening, that I call on Michael every time someone asks me something, that's to help ensure that I'm getting him, just like when I called on Mary Magdalene to come through, or when Mary suggested that we call on her, if you're invoking, right? It's just my way anyway. So what's her message, please, Michael? Well, okay, he's saying, I'd like to see a little zip, you know, like if you're, okay, Michael tries to be humorous or a little bit lighthearted, and I hope it falls upon your ears this way. So he's saying, you know, you can eat a plain dip with your chip, right? But I think you need a little zip in your life. You know, like add a little jalapeno spice, you know, in your you're the dip, right? So my message for you would be to, with intention, think about and more than think about, that's the first step, intend, think, but then take action and co-create. What can be done to add this zest I'm looking for, right? I'm looking for this zest in your life. Maybe I'm overlooking it, he's saying. But this zip or this zest, this, you know, what is the, it's another word for passion, but where, you know, where's the excitement in that dip, he's saying, okay? So that's sort of your challenge, I guess might be the word, is where is it? Where can I find it? I know he's suggesting, and maybe you know this yourself, or if you have some and Michael's overlooking, that you have a lot of zing, you know, zest, as he's saying.
Oh.
Squeeze more out of it, right? Squeeze more joy. Squeeze more excitement. Squeeze more passion so that it fills your life, so that you are that dip with the cayenne pepper and the chopped onions and the, you know, all that stuff he's trying to describe.
Wonderful. Does that help, Kelly?
Yes, that's absolutely perfect. Thank you.
Is it? Oh, good. Wonderful. And, yeah, thank you. And that's a great reminder for all of us, you know. Yeah, so thank you. Thank you, Michael. That was that was perfect. And it's,
well, it's
it really
kind of
is.
Party time, kind of themed.
Yeah,
wedding,
really.
Huh? But...
And, you know, that's how we do find the magic in life, too, right, is by looking for it as well, right? Looking for it, having the intention of having it in our lives, asking for it to show up, you know, and our lives just become so much more fun and so much richer, right?
And, if I may add, taking earth action. Because a lot of times clients come to me and, you know, why isn't this happening? Or, you know, you do
absolutely
have to take more than prayerful mindfulness or, you know, all you have to take earth action. So
I
also
agree.
In that idea of what he said, I didn't, we can just reflect upon this, but a quick sharing. Everything Michael picked out there, he picked, I'm sure, with clear intention. What did he say, the chopped onion or the scallion, the jalapeno? Everything has a healing vibration in there, and even though you may not know what it is, you could probably even Google that for that matter, but he picks out things with clear intention. So that's another point I wanted to make.
Oh, wonderful.
And
yeah,
also,
thank you.
In that idea, also, there's multi-layers of messages. When Michael talks or when he says, we feel, he's just inviting all the archangels in, if you're wondering and you're new to my work. So he's done that a couple times today. But he also, nothing right or wrong about being vanilla, but he was also just asking us to know and expect that our lives are to be these creative, you know, multiply enriched, multiple dimensional, multiple enriching experiences that we have with ourselves and with others. So I just wanted to share my aspect about
that. No, thank you. Well, absolutely. Thank you. All right. We're going to take one last quick caller. Phone number ending in 0332, 0332. Hello.
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
You had a question for Kelly and or Michael or someone else?
Yes, I'm calling about my cat, Jax.
Okay.
He's got bad breath and a food obsession and something's going on with his eye, and I'm wondering the best way to help him.
Well, I'm happy to invoke Michael. One of the thoughts that I had, and I'm fine with kind of adapting the offer should it move you, but there is Star Healing Intergalactic Energy for small animals. So if he hasn't been introduced or he has been again, and if somebody's listening and you have an animal that you'd prefer to be healed and you don't need to take advantage of a healing, you know, I'm happy to make that change or something for someone. So let me see what else Michael have to say, because sometimes we know, right, it's all things in the body are first created in the mind. So the glory of strong and powerful energy is that when you look at the body, mind, and spirit, you know, all things have a greater propensity to change. Let me see if he has other aspects. Maybe it's his food. Maybe, you know, I don't know. So let's see what he has to say here about your friend. So, Michael, you're hearing this. What about Jax's, I believe, breath and his digestion, you're saying?
Yes.
So what can be done additionally for this, please? Okay. He's saying he's just sharing. He's not to and you know, he's saying he's showing me a bit of loneliness. Okay. He's also showing me a bit of depressive thinking. He's also showing me at times that he feels as though his voice isn't heard. Very kind of sounds like I'm talking about a person, he's saying. So,
hello.
yeah. Okay. But, you know, and also in sharing with you, my friend, of course we know these things, right? Energy doesn't exist in a vacuum. So in looking at any situation, really for anyone, and I know our time here is condensed, but energy fields do tend to commingle. So I would ask you and everyone that lives with the animal, or anyone listening for that matter, to know that energy does commingle unless the fields are fortified and there are other ways to keep the fields very separate with intention. So in other words, what tends to go on with an animal many times comes from who they're living with, right, in the context of everything. And so said another way, many of the things with many animals can be made more well when their owner, caregiver, one that tends and loves them, is made more well. So to that regard, I would like to empower you with sharing with him one of the techniques from Star Healing Intergalactic Energy, and I would say particularly over to ease his loneliness, I would like you to consider performing what I have termed called rocking the baby over him, and it does not need to be, it should not be over his mouth or one particular part. It would be over his whole entire physical and light body, which extends about, for sake of what you would be doing, about 2.5 feet around him. So your hand, your palm, my friend, your palm would be open. It would be about 6-8 inches away from him. He may scurry off, which is fine. Do not worry about this. You can start off with him present with you. Don't encase him, he's saying. If he happens to scurry off, fine and well, but I think you'll find once you started to do this, if he were in your lap or near you, most of the time, animals will calm into the frequency. That's what the frequency is for, what the movement is for, is to present calming, deep calming energy to him. So I would ask you to consider doing a very slow clockwise hand movement with your open palm about at least a minimum of 30 seconds to upwards to about 5 minutes. You could stop and rest in between if you wanted. And I would do that healing technique several times throughout the day, if possible, for a short period of time. Also, so that will help, I feel, ease some of the emotional bodies that are contributing to the rest, okay? Also feel as though it can be useful to go over that teaching for everyone present because we were leading and speaking of sharing a healing technique from the Star Healing System. So for those of you that are unaware of how to do this calming technique for yourself, you similarly would be taking your open palm and extending it about 6 to 8 inches away from your heart, physical heart in the human body, not the heart center, and looking at your hand, make very slow clockwise circles with your open palm. Kind of just imagine it's directly 6 to 8 inches above your heart, outside of what we call the low energy bodies. And again, the healing benefit of this is to allow some of the cells in the body to have a deeper state of peace and calm, similar to what a person or an animal experienced when they were in the womb. Okay, so that can be very, very doable for those of you that are not yet acquainted with it. So in the so the loneliness component, the other thing I'd like to say without being able to look at this at full examination, I think this will get you going, and that would be the loneliness component would be anything you can be doing to ease that. What it may not be your reality that the animal is lonely, but that's what the animal is showing me in part. So if you have some loneliness component to you, he could be picking up that. So if you don't have it, then it's coming totally and fully from him, in which case, Michael's saying there's probably plenty of good books on cats about what to do to ease loneliness in a very practical way, right? I mean, earth practical way, not working with energy. So I'd say give this 3 weeks, and if more is needed, he's saying, you have my phone number, he said. Okay. So maybe listen to the replay about that hand movement if you need to.
Is the hand facing him or me you do it?
Yes, for him or any animal, your palm is open and it'd be facing the animal, yes.
Okay, yes, the loneliness is me, and I am planning on getting package B and having you help me with that.
Okay, thanks, dear.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Wonderful, thank you, Michelle. Okay, wonderful. And so, what was I going to say? So that is a really easy exercise that we can do for ourselves, right, Kelly? Just to have more calm and have more ease in our lives, right?
If you think I need to go over it again, I'm happy to do so.
Sure. Because I was trying to do it while you were talking. You know,
okay,
so
I figured as much. I think that's the sense I got. So let me just go over that real quick for everybody. So it is one of the 20 to 30 techniques in this kind of complex yet very simple, in a way, healing system, and it's known as rocking the baby. So with your palm open, if you have an animal that you want to be helping, again, it's one technique out of lots of things, but your palm is open, either hand, doesn't matter. Maybe you're drawn or led to use one or another, but that's not instruction from Michael. So most people tend to use their dominant hand. So it's very simple. You want to go slowly and clockwise, so we pull from a particular magnetic field of Mother Earth over your animal. Again, not close to their physical body. The low energy body doesn't change much of anything in the system work that I do. So that's why Michael said 6 to 8 inches away. Don't get out a yardstick or something, though. But, you know, just try to, gauge it with your mind and start either at the rear quarters or the front end of your animal. We do the same training and healing, by the way, for equines and horses, only most often if we're doing it live, we're standing on stools, obviously, or we're imprinting the horses or what have you. But that's what you want to do. Start at one end or the other, slow clockwise with your hand, your open hand. Okay, we don't want to whip up the chakra systems, right? We want to calm them. And Michael says it's the same feeling that we all had, that all the animals had when they're in the womb. And why is this hugely important? We probably know these things, but why did Michael say it's important in the context of what we're talking about? Where there's peace and calm, there can be no illness in the body. And that's another huge thing of what the star healing system does when we connect, reconnect souls back to source, the great central sun back to source, it's God energy back to source. That peaceful and calming comes down and into the cells of the body. Sometimes, depending, we know it comes down immediately and completely, and other times it doesn't. Sometimes it comes a little bit and a little bit and so on. But in the context of this, that's how you would do the movement. And as Michael said, for the caller, I would just say you could, if it moves you, if you want to do it upwards to about 5 minutes, it's fine and great. If you want to do it a couple times, depending on how anxious your animal might be throughout the day. Personally, if it's for yourself, again, your hand is open palm extended away from your heart, at the heart chakra, over your physical organ there, heart, beautiful heart, and make the same, when you're looking at your hand, make the same slow clockwise circles. And the nice thing about this is that, you know, you can do it practically when you're almost doing anything, anywhere, anytime, say. So in the star system, there are other tools to ease anxiety and all the other great things that occur in that session. But that's what that's called, and that's how a person can, present more peacefulness to themselves. In addition, normally, just one more little thing here, in addition, don't power us all, right? Keep ourselves, Michael would say, use all the tools, use all your senses, the sentient beings. Look at things that bring you peace and calm. It's just the same thing as what we spent a lot of our time in our call where you were sharing. What are we going to look when we look out of our window? What are we going to create? So listen to things that are peaceful to help us. Look at images that are peaceful. To bring us joy, calming. Right? Do calming things for ourselves. Avoid situations that are dramatic and take us outside of these natural states of being. So, in addition to that simple energetic movement, think about all of this that we're doing. In fact, senses, everything is, there's so much sound all the time, doesn't it seem like? Everywhere.
Yes.
Cell phones have created a lot of that, where it used to be quiet when you're going out and about. So you, if it's silence that brings you some of that space and joy and peacefulness, if peace means quiet, get outside in Mother Nature and allow her quiet healing and all the wondrousness of nature to help abide by us.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you. I'm so glad you shared that with us again, because I just felt like we needed just a little bit more,
My pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. No, so now, okay, so where are we at, Kelly? I know we've already gone over our time, but is there anything else that you really wanted to make sure that we received today?
I'm listening for the guides. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening for the guides. Well, I guess this is Michael because it sounds playful. If he's saying, is there a candy cane under a tree for me? Is there a candy cane in a stocking for me? Is there a candy cane in wooden shoes put outside of a door for me in other countries? Is there candy cane in a wreath out for me? If we think about, One final thing, he's saying, if we think about peppermint and the healing powers of peppermint, why don't, if it moves you, study, everything has healing properties, and so does peppermint, okay? Just smelling peppermint oil, So I would, again, use this opportunity just to squeeze a little sort of holiday end of the year with another opportunity to enrich your world in some small way. Those of you know about healing essences and herbs and oils and so on, but the mm-hmm. idea of peppermint and a peppermint stick and childhood innocence and all. So no matter what your custom culture, whether you are an agnostic, he's saying, at this time of the year and into the new year with the most auspicious energy, try, my friends, to have some semblance of childhood, a wonder in your lives. And try to know, we said at the beginning, the best is yet to come.
Oh, I still love that. I will definitely be putting some candy canes out for Archangel Michael at Christmas, under the tree, somewhere in the house, for sure.
Oh.
And yes, peppermint oil is very healing, and there's so many uses for it, and it can... thank you. What a great reminder.
Thank you so much for giving me the space to share some things with everyone, and I'm so grateful, as always.
Oh, absolutely. Me too. Thank you. And so I just wanted to share the link again with everyone for the package. It's right now it's on the page, right? It'll be there until tomorrow. It's also awakentohappinessnow.com/Kelly11. So it'll be on the replay page shortly and in the replay email that will go out in a little while as well. So you can just click on the link, or you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Kelly11. And so like Kelly said, there are three packages. So just take a look at that. If you wanted to have the healing, it's package B. If you wanted to, you know, be a practitioner, or, you know, do that one step towards being a practitioner, it's package A, and then package C is a totally different package. So,
I guess we should share with everyone that if you were moved to buy two packages, like C along with A or B, right, we
mm-hmm.
have that option too.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
right?
Perfect. And Kelly had said also that if you wanted to have a healing for your pet or animal, she'd be happy to do that as well. And if you didn't want a healing session, but you wanted one for your pet or animal, she'd be happy to do that. Right, Kelly?
Yes, and sometimes people ask if, you know, they can buy additional packages. So if that moved you, you have
mm-hmm.
worth. I'm thrilled to be able to extend that option to people. So. Whatever you're
perfect.
Drawn
thank
to.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I'm sorry we didn't get to all the questions on the Q&A. I see that we've answered some of them, which is great, but I know we didn't get to all of them. But thank you. I really appreciate that. And just know that, you know, you are so supported. You are so loved. You are so... you're not alone, you know, like there's, you know, like, you know, today we, you know, Archangel Michael and Mary Magdalene came through, but they're always there for us, as well as our other guides and other beings of light that are always there for us and with us, helping to co-create this beautiful space and your beautiful life. So whoever you wish to have a relationship with, call on them. And whether you can feel them or not doesn't matter. Just know that they are with you as soon as you intend it, as soon as you ask for it, right, Kelly?
Yes.
So I just wanted to share that to you because, you know, it is it can sometimes be a lonely, difficult time, but we have those codes, right? We have those codes that we got from Archangel Michael, so go back and take a listen to the replay to get those numbers and letters and, you know, so much information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the words, exactly. So much information came through, so I really appreciate all of that. And thank you so much, Kelly. I'm so grateful for this beautiful, wonderful call and so much wisdom and support. And, you know,
thanks again. It's a wondrous day when so many of us that receive information that not too many years ago would have been ridiculed. Fashion have
mm-hmm.
a safe and harmonious place to share, and I mean that from the bottom and the depths of my soul.
Absolutely, and like Archangel Michael said, the best is yet to come. So, yeah, how uplifting and empowering is that, right?
Right. Thanks
Thank
again,
you.
Everybody.
Thank you, everyone. And until next
Happy
time,
New
tomorrow,
Year.
Continue. Yes, and holiday blessings, right? Continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.